What are lectins? Author Stephen Gundry says to avoid many whole plant foods because they have lectins.
Dr. Gundry has made himself into a big commercial success by twisting science to an extreme and then telling a story that's very compelling because he's a very good storyteller. But stories are for children's books, not for adult consumption, and sometimes it's hard to separate it. Lectins are found, they are a chemical group found in almost all plant foods and animal foods and throughout nature. There are many beneficial effects. Some cancer treaters use lectins to treat cancer because of its activity to restore health back. That's called mistletoe, which of course is the famous Christmas green. It actually is used, it's a lectin. However, in the plant-based diet, beans and legumes are quite high in these chemical structures called lectins. Dr. Gundry, based on very little science, and certainly very little human science, and certainly none of his own published research, created a fear by starting to call in 2017 killer lectins, and actually telling the story that if you eat five raw red kidney beans, you will die, because you shouldn't be eating raw kidney beans. You will get an upset stomach if you eat raw kidney beans. You're not going to die. But he created such a fear about all this that people started to shy away from. And of course, he came up with a rather expensive supplement called the lectin blocker to tell the story that you are in so much danger, you need to buy an expensive supplement to protect you. That is fanciful. I mean, we know from cultures around the world, we know from scientific studies, legumes, beans, peas, lentils, properly prepared, pressure cook them. Buy them from reliable sources that are canned but pressure cooked. Soak your beans adequately, cook your beans. Who wants to eat raw beans anyways? I'm not aware of any culture. Be a tough hummus to make if your chickpeas weren't properly soaked and cooked. But nonetheless, if you do all that, we all know those are the foods that lower cholesterol, provide good gut health, seem to suggest longevity patterns. So he created a ruckus that still is ongoing. He's shifted a little now, and he's scaring the public now for the last year and a half that apples are destroying the health of America. And he literally advises now not to eat apples, which is a big horse pucky. But so I just ignore Santa Claus because that's what he looks like. And he tells good stories. I'm trying to get him a job as a Santa Claus in a Neiman Marcus in Los Angeles.
What can you do to prevent dementia, Alzheimer's, and memory loss?
Alzheimer's, memory loss are all big issues. People are very scared of it, particularly if there's a family member that's had it. If you've had the experience of watching a previously vibrant loved one deteriorate or die, tragic. We're still looking, for the perfect solution. But we know that a lot of dementia is nutritional. A lot of dementia is vascular blood vessel. The same efforts we make to protect our heart and the rest of our arteries work for the brain. So when we avoid high saturated fat, high processed food diets, fast food diets, vending machine diets, carry-in fried foods, that will tend to raise our blood sugar, blood pressure, blood cholesterol. When we avoid those so that we hopefully achieve more normal blood pressure, blood cholesterol, body weight, blood sugar, we're improving our brain health. Eating high nutrition foods that are not excessive in calories, which are fruits and vegetables, beans, peas, and whole grains. And many studies, like the Chicago Healthy Aging Project, it's called, it was the produce that prevents dementia. It wasn't the meats and the cheeses, and certainly not the fast food or processed food. You want to get exercise. You want to get sleep. There's lots of data now, 7 to 8 hours a night compared to less than five is a very brain important habit. Don't smoke. Avoid excess alcohol. Keep active. Keep engaged in life. Keep learning, even if you've retired. Read books. Watch videos that are educational. Learn a new language. Learn a new skill, wood making or table tennis or some other activity that requires a little eye-hand coordination. Omega-3 is a debate if you take extra omega-3, which can come from plant sources, and some people, of course, do it from fish or fish oil. Does that support brain health? There's data that it does. Carotenoids, that's a group of nutrients like carrots, carotenoids, like the oranges, the cantaloupes, the sweet potatoes. They are very good for eye health, but they seem to be very good for brain health too, whether you get them from foods or you get them as a supplement. But as, again, as Ben Franklin nailed, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. There is no recognized reversal of advanced dementia. We hope there will be, but at this point, it's still speculative. Early memory loss may be reversible. Drop the weight. There's a psychiatrist in Los Angeles, well-known Dr. Daniel Amen, who uses the term dinosaur syndrome. The bigger your body, the smaller your brain. When they do studies of people's brains by MRI, and you know, we're talking about significant obesity. So you want to work hard, and it is hard, to try and maintain, you know, the healthiest weight you can with the healthiest natural lifestyle around you.